Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Feel good broadcast today. The weekend is here. Some of you might, the whole week might feel like the weekend. I don't know. It's a very different world. I'm driving around the big city around here, and half of it's like a ghost town. Very odd. Very odd, this whole thing. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com, the two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. We got two great guests. Dr. Sherry Rogers is on hold. We'll get to her in just a second. Later on in the broadcast, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, know the name, know the person. Know the name, know the spirit. You know, she's written a whole series of books on that. She's always a lot of fun. Be ready to call in and ask her whatever. I think she's going to talk about know the name, know the health today, specifically, you know, with coronavirus and stuff going on. So 844-769-2944 if you want to talk to her a little later. And Sherry Rogers is going to join us now. And hope everybody's doing well. We'll get right to it. Dr. Rogers has fast become a, not fast, she is, a longtime favorite of the Power Hour and really essential to our mission here. One of the biggest things Joyce's did, she was a nurse, Joyce was, and she's pushing good health medical information. And one of the best is Dr. Sherry Rogers. Her credentials are as long as my arm. She's an absolute expert, sought after all over the world for her lecture, for her knowledge, for her brain. We're so excited to have her. Dr. Rogers, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you, Dan. This is a wonderful opportunity again today to empower people so that they can become corona-proof.
Oh, I love that. I love empowering people. And so just so the audience knows, as you can tell, Dr. Rogers has been on quite a bit, obviously for, you know, pretty apparent reasons. But so count on her coming on Friday. If you go back to, I think, March 13th, Friday the 13th, she's been on, I think, every Friday since then, or just about. So if you want to go back and listen to those interviews, that's very good. You can have your friends listen. This is a good opportunity to get real world-class information on coronavirus, not, you know, not some talking head on Fox News. We'll just leave it at that, but some real information on it. So we're glad to have you, Dr. Rogers. Before we get into some of the specifics about the human body, here's some other things that people are wanting to know. We hear about masks. There's a debate. WHO said don't wear masks. The Surgeon General said don't even buy masks. They don't help. They don't stop the spread. Now they're saying, well, maybe you do need to wear masks. Where, from your feeling, from your sense of research, where do you fall on the masks?
It's just one tiny bit of the social distancing that goes with hand washing and the mask. They all go together because when they had the Ebola problem, which killed like 50% of the people, they didn't allow other people into the country. Nobody wanted to go there in their right mind except the health workers who were so magnanimous. And so you have to remember that World Health Organization, WHO, and as well the CDC and the FDA, and these all these recommendations, when you come down to how they make them, are meant for the average person with a fifth or sixth grade education. So there's no way someone in sixth grade is going to be interested in how to make themselves corona-proof. If you could at least get them to do social distancing, hand washing, and wearing a mask, that's one thing. But then when they talk about masks, they forget. I mean, you see it all the time on TV, even the people operating, the health workers. They don't cover the eyes. That's another entry. They don't cover the hair, which can hold huge amount of odors and bacteria and viruses, and there are multiple other things that they ignore. For example, even this morning in the Wall Street Journal, there are guys from the Mayo Clinic saying, oh, well, the gut isn't a big problem. Are you kidding? The gut and the lung. This guy knows nothing about the pathophysiology of the coronavirus because the gut and the lung are the places with the highest levels of ACE2 receptors, and that is the magic gateway that the coronavirus uses to enter our cells. And so if you're not concerned about the health of the gut as well as the lung, and we know why, how people die, we know exactly they die from what we call leaky lung. The lung membranes become so damaged by the virus, but they had to be damaged in the first place to be vulnerable to the virus, because not everyone who's exposed gets sick. So anyway, we can talk about all that today because we want to make people strengthen their cell membranes and reduce the number of gateways, the ACE2 receptors, that the virus uses to get into the cell. Go ahead.
Well, so when it comes down to math, let's just clear this up for people. The masks only do so much if you're not covering your eyes, if you're not covering your hair. The mask is it worthless? Is it just diminished return? I mean, would you wear a mask in public? That's the question.
I went to the grocery store 2 days ago, and it was like nothing was happening in the world. It was business as usual. I saw one man in the parking lot with a mask on. I had a mask on. And then I saw one lady in the store with a mask on. The rest were looking at us like we had just landed from the moon and that there is nothing going on. This is 2 days ago in Florida. So this is how the world is. And then when you think about places like New York City, which is a giant petri dish because there's so many people crammed into a tiny space, plus then you're all these other people from other countries, it's a huge petri dish. And only people who are smart enough to fix their chemistry will probably survive this. It may be a lot bigger than we think. If it dies down in the summer, it definitely will come back in the fall with a vengeance. And so a lot of people will at least have 6 months to make themselves more well. And the beauty of it is they can get a lot of this information that I'm going to talk about today, and we have it over the 7 weeks of the Power Hour that we've done every Friday since March 13th, and we'll continue to the end of this month at least, so that we know exactly where the virus enters, what medicines that people commonly take, and we'll go through those today, that actually make them corona bait. They set them up for getting the coronavirus, giving it easy access into all of their cells. There's so much to learn, and that's why you've smartly devoted 7 weeks to this, because there's a lot more. Anyway, much of what we're saying today will be in the newsletter 2020, and they can get that from prestigepublishing.com electronically. They can read it at home electronically, so nothing touches them. They don't have to worry about contamination or going out of the house even. And they can use the P115P for the prestigepublishing.com. Use that code, which stands for your show, the Power Hour, so they can get 15% off on newsletters and books. Because knowledge is the key. And unfortunately, most people are waiting for their doctor, the CDC, the government, their insurance company, a magic drug, a vaccine, anything, so they don't have to lift a finger. And I wouldn't give you a nickel for the lives of those people.
Let me ask specifically, we've heard a lot of things, obviously, about Italy, people dying. We're starting to hear reports. There's conflicting information about the actual numbers. So I think it's a lot of that's coming from the tests. Are the tests creating false positive? Are the tests, are they testing for all coronavirus? Are they specifically testing for COVID-19? Are they accurate? Can we trust, what's your overall view of kind of that line of thinking?
I've spent days going through all the different tests and how long they take. There are labs working on tests that are in 1 minute, 15 minutes. There are other antigen antibody tests that take 5 days or even longer. The problem with the conflict is there's no data that's accurate because, for example, most places in the U.S. where they're testing, you have to be sick to be tested. So that changes the statistics dramatically. And in other countries as well, you have to be sick before they will test you because they don't want to waste it on people who are well, who walk in, who are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and say, hey, I feel fine. So the statistics are very skewed. And all you can count on is that there are, well, first of all, that the statistics are not accurate. You know, Johns Hopkins has set themselves up as an expert on it. That's ridiculous. They don't have enough tests to make it statistically significant. However, in this last week's Journal of the American Medical Association, there was a wonderful article by the Chinese showing the blood tests of people who were in the emergency room and in ICU, and the types of things that go change, that go down or up when they are in serious danger. The bottom line is, if you have fever, cough, and you suspect you have it, you can go to any emergency room, and they have a test called a D, capital D as in dog, dimer, D-I-M-E-R, and a test called LDH. The D dimer measures whether you are making fibrin, whether you are trying to make clot in your lungs because the lungs are leaky and you are at risk of dying. People who were in serious trouble and died more than doubled their D-dimer. Same with the LDH, lactic dehydrogenase, lactic acid dehydrogenase. It's a lung enzyme, as well as bone and other things. But when that doubled, that showed also that the people were in serious trouble. So my message is, if you think you need hospitalization, you'd better go to the ER, get a D-dimer. You'll have to tell the doctor, because I'm sure he doesn't read our newsletters, and I'm sure he doesn't read JAMA as carefully as we do, and get a D-dimer and an LDH. If they have doubled or increased dramatically, you want to be in ICU. The other thing you can do is, when you get home, order an oximeter, O-X-I-M-E-T-E-R. Oximeter. It's that little finger gizmo they stick on the end of your finger when you go to the emergency room.
To measure oxygen, to measure blood oxygen.
Right. If that goes down below like 95%, you are in serious trouble, because people die only because the lung has become so inflamed and infected that it leaks, just like the leaky gut that we've talked about for years in the Total Wellness newsletter. The lungs become leaky, and part of God's molecular biochemistry to plug up those leaks is to increase your fibrin, your clotting mechanism, and that's what the D-dimer measures. So if that is going up, and in the people with serious trouble and the ones who died, it doubled. The D-dimer doubled, the LDH doubled. So you definitely want to know those
things. Do you do when you go into your doctor? Okay, let's say you go to your doctor, and I mean, I know how most of these doctors are. The doctor says, well, we're going to do this. And you say, well, doc, I'd actually like this test, this D-dimer, see if my fibrin level is up. I mean, what are most of them going to say to you?
I have no idea, but I know after 50 years in medicine, it's not going to be encouraging.
Okay, so what do you do? What do you do if you said no? That's not necessary.
If you have a trouble, you go to the if you think you're in trouble, you're short of breath. Oh, and by the way, even the criteria that are used, fever, it's only positive in 88% of the people. That means 1 in 12 won't have fever, but that's used as the criteria. Cough, 68% of them have cough. That means one out of three people won't have a cough, and that's used as one of the criteria. And then fatigue is even lower. That's only in 38%. The message is, there are many asymptomatic carriers, and so you have to be aware of the fact that anybody next to you may be an asymptomatic carrier.
How contagious are how contagious is this if you have it and if you're asymptomatic? Are you more, they're floating the idea on, I've read several articles that if you're asymptomatic, you're actually more contagious. What do you know about that?
It all depends on your chemistry. We know exactly where the virus enters the human cells. It's in the corona.
You're talking about,
gate.
hold on 1 second. So you're talking about being able to, like, if I was susceptible to catch it. I'm saying if somebody was, had it already, you know, call him Tom. Let's say Tom had it already. I don't even know what I'm asking. I don't have enough medical knowledge. Is he more contagious? Is he, you know what I'm saying?
It all depends on the chemistry of the person. You can have 100 people. And some will get a mild disease, some will get a more serious one, some will die. It depends on how damaged your chemistry is. For example, people that we know the ACE inhibitors, the angiotensin converting enzyme receptor 2, is the place where the virus inserts. That has been known for 15 years, and we've evidenced this in the newsletter that's coming up. So think about this. Millions of Americans are on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. These are medicines that say, wow, this person has become so sick that now he has doubled or tripled his gates for the coronavirus. But don't worry, because his doctor is there to poison those gates, whether he calls it high blood pressure, angina, heart failure, whatever. The medicines that are ACE inhibitors that show you are already corona bait, that you're in trouble, are like lisinopril, prinivil, zestril, enalapril, vasotec, lotensin, acupril, capotin, monopril, univasc, altase, olmesartan, benicar, micardis, valsartan, diovan, all the things that, and there are many other names, and these will be coming up in the newsletter, so that they show that you already have many more corona gates in your body than the normal person, because normally a person has very few corona gates, the ACE2 receptor. But as they get sicker, high blood pressure, insulin resistance, diabetes, high cholesterol, any symptom, any medication, you increase those receptors for the reasons I won't bore you with any more chemistry than I have to.
No. Well, tell us. Why do they?
You make more and more of them.
Why?
More and more receptors the more symptoms you have. So what we have
Why do you make more? Go ahead. Tell Boris. Go ahead. We got about four minutes.
It's much more chemistry. It involves chemistry of the kidneys, the lungs, all the blood vessels, and much of what we've talked about in the last 30 years of the newsletter. The bottom line is, if you don't use the 7M, if you know what the 7M are, and they're spelled out in 2019 TW, we don't have time here. Now, if you avoid the 7M and you repair your cell membranes, you can bring those ACE2 receptors back to normal. The United States has changed the chemistry of the human body in the last 50 years with the 7M. We have different human chemistry than we had 50 years ago. In fact, we have changed it so dramatically that Americans have levels of Roundup metabolite, glyphosate, six times higher in their blood than people in France, Italy, Germany do. Americans are number 43 in health, whereas the countries that got slammed already, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, etc., China, are in the top 10. They have much better health than we do. We have literally changed the chemistry of the human body and damaged the cell membranes with the 7M. So you have to do those two things in order to make yourself corona resistant and drop dramatically your number of ACE receptors. And like I say, if a lot of this is too much for people, it's spelled out in the upcoming newsletters. And if they just go on to prestigepublishing.com and get 2019 and 2020, it will bring them to a new world of treatment.
All right, we got about two minutes for the break. I don't want to get too far down the line, but let me go back to something you said about statistics. I'm getting the impression that it's really hard to trust the statistics we are being told. How inaccurate do you think they are? Do you have any sense of what the real numbers might be, or are they giving false positives? Are they blaming deaths on, you know, the guy's got pneumonia? Well, it must be coronavirus. I mean, are they being falsely blamed on COVID-19? What's your sense?
It says clearly in many of their protocols that only if a person was suspected of corona would they have been tested, because there were so few tests. So that skews everything. You can't trust the statistics, except when you see, you know, the death rate doubling, you know, there's a pretty serious problem there. But they don't talk about repairing the human, even though we've changed the human chemistry 20-fold in the last 50 years. So, because that would be beyond the average person. But the people who listen to your show are not average. They're smarter. They know they want to empower themselves. In fact, they know that they are the only thing that can rescue them, because nobody else is going to do it.
How is that possible that there's not enough tests? I mean, that just boggles my mind. How is that possible? I mean, South Korea had enough tests. Japan had enough tests. How do we not have enough tests?
No, they don't all have enough tests.
Well, they got more than we do. I mean, at least that's what I'm seeing. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, the FDA has been inundated with manufacturers of tests who want to be verified by them, or, you know, and
they make money,
it's slow. It's not going to be a speedy process. And even the ones that are there, the 15-minute test, the 1-minute test, and then the antibodies for 5 days, they're not 100%. That's a big problem.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like it. PrestigePublishing.com is the website, PrestigePublishing.com. You use the code P as in Prestige, 115, P as in publishing, P115, P. More on the other side with the one and only Dr. Sherry Rogers. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com is where all the great products are that you need. The vitamin D, the vitamin E, the phosphatidylcholine, the Silver Shield, the deodorant. The best deodorant there is, period. No aluminum, no paraben. I love it. And you also get the Total Body Skin Therapy. He's going to send some to my wife so she could try it. So I'm excited about that. Astaxanthin, Hyzorb Q10, Curcumin. Of course, lithium balance, alpha lipoic acid, the R version, very important. And we do have Willard water, oregano, oregaresp, all that at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to our guest, Dr. Rogers, very excited to have her. As always, Prestige Publishing, also her books. You can go to prestigepublishing.com and get her books. You can use the code P115. P is in prestige. The other P is in publishing. P115. Let me ask you about, those ACE2 receptors. Do they, once you start healing, how long does it take for them to go away? Do they go away at some point if you heal yourself, or how does that work? Or do you always have the receptors there?
No, they actually drop off because the body does not need to rescue itself anymore.
So it's like a lifeline?
These
so is that like a lifeline it's throwing out for its cell or something? Explain that.
It's much more chemistry than people want to know about. Well, let me say, ACE receptor stands for angiotensin converting enzyme. That's made in the kidneys. It starts with RAS, another enzyme in the kidneys that makes it so that when you stand up, your blood pressure goes up so you don't fall on the floor. You don't have orthostatic hypotension. But when people have had too much of the 7M, they change the chemistry in the kidneys and in the blood vessel lining, so that now there are many more ACE receptors where the RAS goes into and renin angiotensin system. Again, it's much more chemistry than people want. And then that turns on the ACE receptors as a compensatory attempt to try to make up for what's going on in the chemistry. A lot of new free radicals, etc. As I say, it's much more chemistry than most people want. The bottom line is the normal cell has very few ACE2 receptors. As you gain more diagnostic labels, high blood pressure, diabetes, atrial fib, heart failure, arthritis, irritable bowel, whatever, it doesn't matter what you call the disease, as you ingest more 7M, and as you take more medications, you increase the ACE receptors, and these are the gateway for the virus. These are how the virus, you saw those little spikes sticking off all around the outside of the virus. It inserts those spikes into the ACE2 receptors on our cell membranes. The more receptors you have, the more gates you have. So that people who are even already on those ACE inhibitors, you know, lisinopril, all that stuff, the gates of hell are open. They are ripe and ready for invasion of large amounts of viruses. Because you have to remember, a virus is not a complete cell. It's a hunk of genetic material. Actually, it's RNA. And it's coated with a glycoprotein. In order to replicate and live, it has to inject itself through those spikes into a living cell that it hijacks to use the cell's chemistry to make them reproduce, make new little baby viruses, so that then they can be sent out and infect all your other cells.
And so it's a parasite. Basically, it's a parasite.
Yeah, you can think of it that way.
Talk about leaky lung. I've heard of leaky gut for a lot of years. Leaky lung, you're the first person I've ever heard say leaky lung. Tell us about, you know.
It's just the way they die. That's what they die of.
Okay,
lungs
explain that
so
process.
So leaky, they are.
What do you mean leaky? What does that mean, leaky? What does that mean?
The membrane around each lung cell is so damaged by the 7M. It has so many abnormalities in its chemistry that it no longer holds all the electrolytes and the right proteins and the chemistry inside the cell. It leaks out. And when that happens, that's a death knell. Now, when it happens in a smaller amount, like when a person has heart failure, then they just start getting like leaky ankles. You know, they get ankle edema, swelling of the ankles, that kind of symptom. And in fact, most people who have heart failure don't even know that it's a worse diagnosis than cancer. Median survival for all cancer types taken together, the short and fast ones and slow ones, is 6 years. Median survival, once you have been diagnosed with heart failure, is 5 years. It's worse than a cancer, but most people don't know that because they, again, they go on ACE inhibitors, ARB or ARBs like Entresto, and they're clueless that they have all these hugely increased numbers of corona gates by the mere fact that they need a medication to poison those gates. Because now they're not operating properly, and they just become invitational gate for all of these for all of these viruses, and that's why we want to focus today on the beginning of the treatment of it, which would include. You have to know the cell membrane chemistry, and the cell membrane is a double layer. And in that layer, you have those ACE2 receptors. You have those corona gateways. But you have many other gateways. You have gateways for magnesium and potassium and chloride and zinc and all sorts of other things. So when the cell membrane becomes damaged by the 7M, and that's in 2019 Total Wellness, The you get increased numbers of ACE receptors, and you have to fix the chemistry of the cell membrane. We know, we have examined the cell membrane chemistry for 30 years now, the 34 fatty acids that make it up, and multiple other vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, the chemistry of the whole thing. One of the first things you need, Americans need an oil change. They have the wrong oils 20-fold flipped over in their cell membranes from eating their, you know, Pringles and chips and all the things that are loaded with trans fats. Plus, the FDA has legalized lying so that a food manufacturer can say no trans fat on a label. The problem is they've allowed them to also give the portion, and it might be one or two potato chips. Well, who eats that? By the time you eat the amount you're used to, you have changed your chemistry dramatically because you have far exceeded the level. In fact, Harvard researchers 20 years ago showed there's no safe level of trans fats. But anyway, they'll learn about all of that, because one of the key ways then to heal the cell membrane, and all of this will be in, I think, next month's newsletter in much more detail, are the plus the numbers for the Power Mall. You're very quick in giving that, 877-817-9820. So anyway, the ratio needs to be changed. The best form of cod liver oil I have found in 50 years of practice, verified by the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry, February of this year, when they tested some of the leading brands and found they esterified or went bad. So you want Carlson's cod liver oil in glass. You do not want capsules, and we've gone into the reasons and more details on all of this stuff. You want the purest form you can find. You have to have the anchor for it, which is PC powder, phosphatidylcholine, and you have to have the eight forms of E, the guard dog for the cell membrane. And these are just the beginning. And that those eight forms of E would include how to get the best way is with a Carlson, and I'm not connected with the lab in any way, E-Gems Elite, one of those a day, Gamma E-Gems, one of those a day, and two tocotrienols. In fact, as we showed in 2019 Total Wellness newsletter, if you want to show that, prove to yourself that your doctor knows nothing about the healing of your body and making you corona-proof, just ask him how he uses tocotrienols. He won't even know what you're talking about. My husband and I have interviewed over 30 cardiologists in the last 10 years. Not one knows what a tocotrienol is. But these guys are hot to trot to do ablation, which is like scheduling a heart attack with your doctor and paying him $40,000 to give it to you. You know, to do that shows incredible gullibility on the person, on the part of the person, and total denial for responsibility for their health, because we've saved many people from having ablation, which is permanent destruction of the heart, nerves, and blood vessels through laser and other means, by just fixing their problem, the atrial fib or the heart failure or whatever. Anyway, a lot of this is in the last 5 years of the newsletter, and Is Your Cardiologist Killing You is another book that would go through a lot of that.
Did you, we had John on, is John still on hold, or did you answer his question during the break there?
Well, his questions involve so much of the chemistry that we would not have time to answer them all. So he could ask maybe one or two questions, and then we'll try to go further.
Is he still there, Todd? Is he still there? Now Todd's gone. Oh, he is
okay,
gone.
Well,
okay,
well, for one, he wanted to know, we wrote about how in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they slammed vitamin E a couple of years ago. Every time they do that to a nutrient, then we go back and look at the paper to see what scientific mistakes were made, either intentionally or out of ignorance. I never can quite figure it out, because I can't believe anybody could be that ignorant. who's in the field of molecular biochemistry of healing. But anyway, so one of the things that they did with that study is they said, well, vitamin E didn't work for, I forgot what condition they were looking at, and it even increased the prostate cancer. So that really lit my fires up, and I went back. And this is what they did. Real vitamin E is eight entities. Two or four tocopherols, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, and four tocotrienols. They were so utterly ignorant, and ignorant that they were broadcasting their biochemical ignorance to the whole world, that they only used one of the eight forms of vitamin E. That would be like me going to the car dealer and saying, oh, I want to buy a new car, but I can only afford one out of every eight parts, and I expect it to work. I mean, it is so incredibly ignorant. And so they used only one of the eight forms. They underdosed it. They did the study for too short a time. And by giving people only alpha tocopherol, which is the one that's in cheap vitamins that say vitamin E, alpha tocopherol, oftentimes it's synthetic as well, and it just shows they don't read or take control of their health. By giving alpha, you actually lower the gamma and the tocos, which are the ones that protect from heart disease, cancers, etc. So those researchers actually really caused the problem, and they don't even know it. And anyway, this is all documented in the past 5 years of the newsletter, because every time the Journal of the American Medical Association slams a nutrient, it is incredible how ignorant they are, and I can't tell if it's on purpose or not, because they underdose, they use a synthetic form oftentimes, and they forget a hugely important thing. They pretend that nutrients are like a drug, that they're a solo act. They're not. It's an orchestration. God's molecular biochemistry of healing is an orchestration. It involves a whole orchestra. It's not just the oboe that's out of tune that creates the problem. You have to fix the whole basket. And so it's unfathomable to me how drugs work by a totally different mechanism. They are not an orchestration. Drugs work by poisoning a particular pathway that's usually already damaged. That's why they're beta blockers. That's why they're ACE inhibitors. That's why they're anti-inflammatory. They're blockers, inhibitors, anti. They poison a pathway that's already damaged. It's like kicking a person when they're down and out. Because now, even though there are only two causes for all disease, the nutrient levels go down and the toxicity levels go up. But what happens is when you take a drug, you use up more nutrients in the work of detoxing the drug. So now you're worse off than you were before. But it doesn't matter, because now when you go back to the doctor, either you have a new disease, so you go to a new specialist, or your current disease, your blood pressure, your arrhythmia, whatever, your diabetes worsens, so they give you more drugs, or they change the drug, or whatever. It's a riot. The latest diabetes drug actually has a black box warning. It says, oh, by the way, it can cause thyroid cancer. And still, it's like on TV everywhere, and everybody's taking it.
Well, let me ask you a little broader question, because this it stuns me every time I talk to you, the level of, incompetence? I mean, for lack of a better word, I mean, maybe I could go further, but let's just leave it at incompetence that the whole medical industry has. For somebody listening to this, maybe they're already taking, they're already been prescribed some pharmaceutical drugs. They want to feel better. Where would they even start with this conversation with their doctor? Say they got your book and say they started doing these things, their health starts to improve. Maybe they need to get off some of these. I mean, how does somebody navigate kind of that back and forth, yin and yang, between, transitioning?
First thing they do is get off the 7M. That's in 2019 TW. They can order it.
Can you list them real quick? Just list. Don't go over them in detail. Just list them. Mercury.
Mercury, Monsanto. It's mangled fats. It's modified or manufactured toxins. It's mycotoxins. It's managed care. It's like so many different things.
There we go.
Because that's the basis of the American diet, the American practice guidelines. The guidelines are if a patient doctor has these symptoms and you are the specialist in this organ, then you will start with this drug, then you may do this procedure, and then it may end up with surgery. It never says, first assay their vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organics, and find out why they're sick, what's broken, and fix it so now they never need a drug. And that's the difference between what we do and what we try to teach doctors to do, as opposed to how medicine does it, because their practice guidelines are made by the guys in the ivory tower who do not usually see patients. They do research, and their research is paid for by the drug industry. That's why their research is drugs.
So you're saying they have
drugs.
A fiduciary conflict
Absolutely.
Of interest?
Absolutely.
And a lot, she's saying there's a conflict there.
Yeah, I consult with a lot of dentists and doctors who have seen the light. When I do my phone consults in 24 countries on the phone with our readers, and many of the doctors, I'll say, all right, now I've just gone over your blood work with you, your 11 pages of your 34 fatty acids, et cetera, your vitamins, minerals. We know how you got your atrial fib or whatever, your cancer, blah, blah. We know how you're going to fix it. And I'll say, now, you're going to also start doing this with your patients, right? And every one of them says, I can't do that because the guys in my practice, they won't know about the chemistry on my days off when patients are talking to them about it, and they'll fire me from the group. I have to do what everybody else is doing, devices, and surgery.
Is this the whole push where private medical practices kind of got swallowed up by all these big HMOs and all these big conglomerates?
Yeah, because it's nice to have, in my day, if your patient went to the emergency room, you had to get out of bed and go see him. Well, then the next day when you're seeing 50 people, you're tired and you're not doing your best. In fact, we were some of the first emergency room physicians in the United States. We said, this isn't right. A guy shouldn't be up all night long taking care of people, and then one person, and then 50 people in the daytime and make a lot of mistakes. You should have someone in the emergency room. They said, that sounds kind of crazy, wasteful. We wouldn't need anybody in the ER. Anyway. Now, but there are many other things, and we'll talk about them next Friday on the show, because one vitamin in particular not only steals the sugar, cancer cells love sugar. They thrive on sugar. I mean, you might as well give them fertilizer and everything else to make them grow like crazy. They love sugar. There's a vitamin that steals the sugar biochemically from the cancer cell so that it decreases their growth. Do you think I've ever seen in my phone consults with our readers in 24 countries, and I see their records from Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, Johns Hopkins, Harvard, you name it, have I ever seen an oncology report where they checked this virus or checked for this nutrient, this simple, cheap nutrient? Likewise, this same vitamin that not only decreases the ability of cancer cells to suck up sugar, it also decreases the ACE receptors, the gateway for the coronavirus. Guess what this vitamin is? Vitamin D. And yet if you go to your doctor and ask for a D level, 1.25, and this is all in the newsletter, dihydroxyvitamin D3, he will come back and tell you, your level is normal, because he's looking at the report that says normal is 30 nanograms per deciliter, a milliliter. That is antiquated. It has to be 80 to 100. So in other words, again, you have to take responsibility and actually see your own lab report, because you have to know more than your doctor does, because his education is not the same as yours.
Let me ask you, this is kind of a separate, we only got a couple minutes. I've always wanted to ask you this. I never have. It always puzzles me, because you were talking about just medical industry in general, the emergency room. When doctors are, they're practicing, what's that called when they're practicing, they're not a doctor yet, but they're kind of
interns, residents.
Interns,
yeah.
Yes, interns. Uh-huh. When they're doing their internship, I mean, they'll be on the floor like 24 straight hours. I never understood that. Why in the world?
In my day, in the 60s, sometimes you would not see a bed, except if a patient was in it, but for not for your own self, in 3 days. That's how bad it was. Now they have made laws and said, or rules and said, oh no, they have to have a day off here and there, and they have to have, you know, they have to have sleep time. So they do realize, but that just happened in the last couple of years.
Well, what was the thinking to begin? I mean, that seems insane to me. You're supposedly treating people with potentially deadly things, and you're been up for 22 hours. That seems insane.
22. Try 3 days in a row.
That's insane.
That's what I used to have. And then in the morning when you make rounds, you are responsible for reciting the laboratory data of, like, all 32 babies that you're in the ICU that you're taking care of that month or whatever, without the charts. I mean, this is, yes, it's called medical school. Anyway, back to the D3. In 30 years
of measuring
all these. We got
about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
I know. Make sure you're on Carlson's D3, 10,000 units every day. That's what we found brings you up to 80 to 100.
How long does it take you to get up? So if you do that,
again,
how long?
On your chemistry, your gut, everything. If you're deficient in zinc, you don't make enough hydrochloric acid, so you can't absorb your minerals. And we'll go into that stuff next week. In the meantime, if you want to get ahead of things, read the most common deficiencies that are spelled out that we've seen in 30 years of this test, this 11-page essay. They're in the book, How to Cure Diabetes, even if you don't have diabetes, doesn't matter, and get the last year and this year of Total Wellness.
Fantastic.
And make yourselves too smart to fail.
Dr. Sherry Rogers, PrestigePublishing.com, PrestigePublishing.com. You got the coupon code P, as in Paul, or Prestige, P115P, to get the discount. God bless you. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.